6 to 7. Now, I'm going to let this opening play Thursday, but you're going to hear the second half of this sermon on Thursday. But if it's Wednesday, love to see you. You're invited. We're going to have a fantastic word here coming up now from Pastor Darren. It's entitled Look Up. And he's going to do a masterful job of connecting the Magi and following the star all the way to how you and I have been commanded many, many times to be looking up, because that's how he's returning. Remember Revelation 1:7, behold, he's coming in the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. So that's where we're at here with this message. This will play Wednesday and Thursday, and we'll be back Friday with more info on what's going on this weekend at Island Community Church. Okay, here we go with today's message. For more info on me or to contact me, the best way is paul@wgodradio.com. It's always the best way to get a hold of me, and I will respond as soon as I am able to. Let's get into the word now. Look up.
My point is, the wise men came to the people that they thought would know, and they didn't know. The wise men were Gentiles that came from the east. They come to Jerusalem to look for the king of the Jews. They're in the right place, right? Yes. Right? Yes. And nobody knew where he was. That's like going to Daytona and asking somebody where the 500 is, and nobody knows. Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You don't have to be too smart to think, well, I wonder where the king of the Jews is going to show up at. Jerusalem. And if he's their king, they should know. Right? But they didn't. And I'm going to connect them to us. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge. You get a Strong's Concordance, I suggest you get one. Look up the word knowledge and see how many times it's used in the Bible. Seems to me that the ones who should have been looking weren't, and the ones who shouldn't have been looking were. Here's the bridge I'm trying to build. And I promise you, in the end, I'm going to connect us all together. Turn to 1 Corinthians 15:51. Bridge that I'm trying to build is, these men came to a people that they thought should know in that day something as important as the coming Messiah. In our day, the day of the church, and in end times, people are going to be coming to the people that they think should know. Yes. Saying, where is the second coming? Right?
Yes.
Church, we need to have an answer for them. And I'm going to give you the answer. And I'm going to give it to you beyond a shadow of a doubt. This ain't the first time. I mean, I haven't preached this sermon, but I've preached on this, and ain't the first time that I've done it. 1 Corinthians 15:51. I'll start at 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, But we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Take a note. Make a note that it says, and the dead will be raised. What else do we call that?
Resurrection
Day. Turn to 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 13. My heading says, the comfort of Christ's coming. 13. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, that is, those who have died, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. What day do we call that?
Resurrection
Day. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. You see the connection? The dead shall rise. We who are alive and remain shall meet them in the air. Is this the same day that he's talking about? 1 Corinthians 15:51. 1 Thessalonians, is this the same day?
Definitely.
Right? Dead in Christ raised equals resurrection day. Alive in Christ, or equals alive in Christ caught up, rapture, same day. John 6:39, and this is the will of the Father who sent me. This is Jesus speaking, that everyone whom he gave me, I shall lose none of him, but rather I shall raise him up on the last day. John 6:40, Jesus speaking, and this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him has eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day. John 6:44, Jesus still speaking. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I shall raise him up on the last day. John 6:54, Jesus still speaking. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day. John 11:24. Now, this is an exchange between Jesus and Mary. Mary says, now this is an exchange concerning Lazarus between Jesus and Mary. And Mary says this, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. So according to these five passages, when is resurrection day?
The last day.
And we've already determined that that resurrection day and the rapture are the same day. Right?
But the word says.
I'm ready to get started preaching now.
All right.
Here's the connection that I'm trying to make. A present participle.
Present participle.
Not a popular answer, not an answer that we're used to hearing out of the church. Let me turn with me to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 1. Huh? You be quiet. Acts chapter 1, verse 9. My heading in my Bible, King James, says Jesus ascends to heaven. Verse 9. Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Notice the similarities between them and the wise men. They're looking for Jesus. The wise men are looking for Jesus. Where are they looking? All right, we're looking for Jesus. Where are we looking? Well, you'll know that for sure by the time I get done. But do you see the similarities?
Yes.
Right? And Jesus oftentimes uses similarities. Right? I mean, concerning the end times, he says, it will be as in the days of Noah. Well, you can go to Genesis and read what it was like in the days of Noah to get an understanding of what he's talking about. Why does he do this? So we don't miss it. Plain and simple. Why do I preach this over and over again? So we don't miss it. May come as a shock, but I don't concern myself with the rest of the world. I concern myself with this church and this community. This is my calling. This is where I was planted. This is where I intend to bloom. This is my calling. What's going on in Plano, Texas? That's some other pastor's concern. That's his calling. I'm planted here. And to those that God sends through that door and to this community. That may sound strange to some people, but I can tell you one thing. If every pastor out there just focused on his community, we'd have a better world. Right? And don't tell me that you can't change the world one community at a time. This is where I was planted. This is where I'm called. These are the people that I and him have to give an account for. God has entrusted y'all to Pastor and I. We have to answer to God for that. And I want to be faithful to what God's called me to. To you. That's what he's called me to. To you. And I want to be faithful and concern myself with being faithful. And if one member of this church misses this, I would feel like my entire ministry was for naught. Don't miss this. Let me continue. Turn to Matthew 24, chapter 24. I'm going to be in Matthew for a good little bit here, so you can turn there and stay there. You don't even have to keep a finger anywhere else. Matthew 24:27 says, "As lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be." Church, when you see lightning flash across the sky, where are you looking? Matthew 24. Jesus speaking. My heading says, "The coming of the Son of Man." Do me a favor. As I'm reading this off, underline everything that you see that is up. Matthew 24:29. "Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun," underline it, "will be darkened, and the moon," underline it, "will not give its light. The stars," underline it, "will fall from the heaven," underline it, "and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven." Where's heaven? Up, underline it. "And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." Where are clouds of heaven at? Up. Underline it. "And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet." Remember 1 Corinthians, where we were just at. 15 and 1 Thessalonians. Remember where we just were. Listen to what it says. "And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." That is 1 Corinthians 15:51 through 54 and 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18. Let me back up to Matthew 15. Matthew 24:15. You should be on the same page. It says, "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place," whoever reads this, let him understand. "Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight will not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake," that's us, "those days will be shortened. Then," verse 23, "if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'There,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even us. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, don't go out. Look, he is in the inner rooms, don't believe it. For as lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. I can't make it any easier. Right? Right?
Yes.
There is going to come a day. They've already come. We've seen them. You nut jobs wandering around saying they're Jesus. Right? If anyone comes to you and says the Messiah is in the pulpit of Island Community Church, they're wrong. Because the only place that you're going to be looking, have you got a question?
No.
Oh, okay. I was fixing to say, you know better than ask me a question. Why? When the Messiah comes, now listen, it says that you're going to see signs in the sun, and the moon, and the stars. You're already going to be looking up, folks. Right? You're going to be looking up going, what in the world is going on? Keep looking up. He's coming in the clouds. When Jesus returns, you are to have only one posture. And that is this. Don't look for him anywhere else. There's coming a day when there's going to be somebody sitting in a temple in Jerusalem claiming to be the Messiah. Well, if I got to look over there to Jerusalem, I know it's not him. Because according to what my Bible says over and over and over again, I just told you that you got a whole sheet of scripture on there, that my Messiah ain't coming that way. I'll see my Messiah there. Right? Don't let anybody deceive you. If you haven't seen him come that way yet, he ain't come yet. Don't say, no, you missed it. He's over in Jerusalem. You missed it. No, no. He ain't come up there. I would have known. Right? I would have known. Gosh, guys, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to be about hoarse by the time I come. Luke chapter 21. Turn to Luke chapter 21. Chapter 21, starting at verse 25. My heading says, the coming of the Son of Man. And there will be signs in the heaven, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and expectation of those things which are coming to the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, what does it say?
Look up.
For your redemption draws near. Deception is going to be great. Deception is great right now. tell me it ain't great. I'm having to teach this in church. That was standard practice 100 years ago in church. Standard practice of what I just preached. Mary says, well, Lord, I know. I know that he'll be raised again on the last day. You know, what's crept in is this pre-trib rapture thing. That's what's crept into that church. And that's not that old, folks. 150 years old, maybe. Been around. There's a lot of churches. A lot of churches wouldn't even touch this. Why? Because this is basic Christianity. There's one place and one place only for you to be looking for Jesus to come and take you home. If you're dead, you're not going to know it. He's going to raise you up. If you're alive, you are going to be caught up. When? Last day. How many days come after the last day? None. Look up and only up. The wise men were looking for him for one reason. To worship him. The Bible gives you the reason. Right? Gives you the reason. They want to know where he's at for one reason. So they can worship him. We're looking for him for one reason. So we can worship him. Do you trust in Christ enough to follow his star? Do you trust in Christ enough to pick up your cross? Not his cross, your cross. And follow him? Today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. You might not get another chance.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Water of life, what if I said I was thirsty? Bread of life, what if I said I was hungry? Would you pour your spirit?